Can you start by telling me your name and your profession, please?
Yep, my name is Lucy Denny and I'm a childcare worker.
And where do you work?
I work from my mum's house and it's a small company, we're self-employed and we work together from her home.
Wonderful, and whereabouts in the UK is that?
In Brighton, which is in the south.
Why did you choose this profession?
I've always been really interested in children. I'm very fond of children and I think they're really interesting and fascinating and you can learn loads from them. And I think from a young age I've always known that I wanted to work with children and I've done various jobs in this role. And then I started up my childminding business in 2006 and I've been doing it ever since then.
Fantastic. So what would you say a normal day is like for you?
The children arrive at 9 o'clock, the younger children, and we help settle them in and help their parents leave without them being upset and get them involved with things. And normally we have a mid-morning snack and then they play. It's very child-led, so the children ask what they would like to do. They know everything that we have, all the toys and the puzzles and the garden. And we normally have lunch about 11:30 or 12, depending on how tired all the children are. And then after lunch, some of the children have sleeps and they play more in the afternoon. And then we collect the older children from school at 3 o'clock and we either come home for hot chocolate and bread and ice lollies or we go to the park if the weather's nice. And we have dinner at about 5 o'clock and the children's parents come at 6 o'clock. And that's the end of our day.
Busy day.
Yeah, very busy day. It's always something going on.
So generally, what personal qualities do you think you need to be a childcare worker?
I think you need to mainly have loads and loads of patience for lots of different reasons. But to be warm and friendly and caring so that the children can connect to you and feel like you're somebody they can trust and feel comfortable with, and so that parents can feel safe and happy that their children are going to be well looked after and that they can trust that they're in a safe and happy environment.
Great.
Yeah.
So can you describe perhaps a service that you provide?
Yeah, we provide loads of different services, but some examples would be, first of all, settling in new children, which for some children is very quick and easy, but for some children, especially the much younger children, it can be quite a long and tricky process, and for the parents as well, it can be quite hard. And we offer advice to parents or anybody that needs it. We help support toilet training when children get to the stage, when they're starting it at home. We support that here, and we help children prepare for school or nursery.
So what do you like best about your job?
Well, we're very lucky to have such lovely children. And we really, really grow to love the children. And they're just fantastic. They're very funny. And no day is the same as any other day. And the things that the children do or say are just brilliant.
And what do you like least about your job?
There is a lot of paperwork to be done. Also planning, short term, medium term, long term planning. And also we're inspected by Ofsted, who are the governing inspectors. And also when the children move on and they stop coming, that can be very sad, and Yeah, it's a nice thing that they're moving on, but it can be a sad part of the job when you are so used to seeing them regularly and then they don't come anymore.
How do you think childcare might change in the future?
The government are thinking about making childminders be controlled by agencies. So as a parent, you would go to an agency and ask to be set up with a childminder, and the agency would place the child with a childminder. So it wouldn't be the choice of the parent or the childminder, which I think would be a terrible idea. And also, childminders then wouldn't be self-employed, and I'm not sure who would pay for the agency, whether the parents would be charged more or whether the childminders would take a cut in pay for that. But basically, I think if it did come into play, which there's been huge petitions against, I think most childminders would stop childminding if that was to be the case.
Difficult times ahead.
Yeah.
And where do you see yourself in the future?
Ideally, I would like to still be childminding because I'm very lucky to have such a lovely job and I do really enjoy it. But as I previously said, if these changes come into place, which I personally believe are going to have a negative effect on childminding, then perhaps I'd have to find a job still with children but in a different role. Unfortunately, but hopefully the government will listen to the voices of the people actually doing the childcare jobs and do the right thing.